Nolte, media don't want you to know about alleged shooting attack on Trump supporters. By John Nolte on December 8, 2020. A South Carolina prosecutor says a 23-year-old man shot into a crowd of Trump supporters in late August. And, surprise, surprise, this is something our useless national media don't want anyone to know about. Of course the corporate media don't want you to know. What do you expect from a media that asks you to believe that when the terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa loot and burn and assault, the looting and burning and assaulting is mostly peaceful? The corporate media lie to protect left-wing terrorists, lie to smear Trump supporters, and hide inconvenient truths such as this one. And that's why new media is here. Not so much to complain about the corporate media. That's a waste of time. But to report actual news that matters, such as this story, which the Washington Examiner found in a local newspaper. Now Breitbart News is reporting it. Hopefully others will, like you, with your social media accounts. A South Carolina prosecutor argued in court that Marquis Damaris Asamani intended to shoot at the people, reported the Rock Hill Herald. However, the lawyer representing Asamani said her client, and others in the car, were unwise, but there was no intent to hurt anyone. Unwise as far as what? Pointing a firearm at a group of people over their support for President Trump? And then pulling the trigger a few times? According to the media report, the alleged victims were returning from or heading to a Trump speech in Charlotte, North Carolina. They were out having a good time, had their Trump flags flying, and this guy allegedly came along the other way and fired at them at least four times. Luckily no one was hurt, but according to local media there is video of the incident, and it shows Asamani firing from the car. The car driven by Asamani exited Interstate 77 at Sutton Road, the prosecutor said. The video showed the confrontation and shots being fired, per local media. The video has not been released publicly and was not played in court. The video shows Asamani firing from the car as the car turned onto the I-77 entrance ramp from the bridge area. What we do know is this individual, Asamani, in his own words, intended to shoot at these individuals. These Trump supporters, Jennifer Colton, 16th Circuit Assistant Solicitor, told the court. The witnesses, those who claim Asamani shot at them and who apparently took the video, said, Asamani and others in the car shouted obscenities and flipped off the Trump supporters while driving across the bridge twice before the shots were fired. According to police, Asamani fled the scene, but was stopped by a nearby trooper who heard the shots. The case will now go before a grand jury. The prosecutor wants Asamani indicted on 6 counts of first-degree assault and battery, pointing and presenting a gun, illegal carrying of a firearm, and possession of marijuana with intent to distribute. According to the report, Asamani's lawyer did not dispute her client fired the gun. She did argue police overcharged Asamani and that the proper charge is firing a weapon inside the town limits. Seems to me, the police could have charged him with a whole lot more, including a hate or bias crime. Asamani is presumed innocent. That's not the point. Just keep in mind that one of the reasons the corporate media ignore these stories is to encourage left-wing terrorists to commit more terrorism against us. The message from Knoll, NBC News, The Washington Post, etc., is not even subtle. Feel free to do whatever you want to Trump supporters. We won't bother you. Wink wink nudge nudge know what, I mean know what, I mean? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.